My name is William Norris, and I'm a Catholic evangelist. I'm part of a religious order, lay order called Mary's Little Remnant. We hold to the Catholic faith in the first 1,000 years. We believe that there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church, and we're not affiliated with the so-called church that resides in Rome. We say that Francis is not a true pope and that the papal see is currently vacant. With that being said, the reason why I'm speaking with you today is to protest the new curriculum that is up for approval from the McGraw-Hill and Savas line of books. Let me first start off by saying that as a true Catholic, we do not believe in sending our children to public schools. We believe only in homeschooling. The reason for this is that we don't want our children to be in social contact with non-Catholics because they will be taught heretical and immoral things and then be forced to accept them as being true and normal. The reason for my interest in speaking here today is because as Catholics, we are concerned about the community that we live in. Our goal is to see people living out the dictates of the natural law as much as possible. When I say the dictates of the natural law, I mean the ways in which men and women can live in accordance with their natural design in this world. This would include the promotion of heterosexuality, marriage between a biological man and a biological woman, the propagation of children, and the emphasis of certain roles and duties for men and women, such as a man going out and getting a job to provide for his family and the woman being a homemaker. As you will see, these principles are not considered when you view these new line of books. It has come to my attention that the New Mexico Public Education Department recently created 128 new social studies standards to be implemented into the New Mexico school curriculums, and they are all leftist in nature. One of the books that I was reviewing was from the Savas line of kindergarten social studies called My World and Interactive. The main thing that stood out to me when reviewing this book is a constant pull to the left in its social thinking. Whether it be highlighting feminists like Gloria Steinem and Bella the Builder, or having suggestions in the teacher's editions to make the classroom LGBT friendly, these books make it their goal to promote a left-leaning emphasis and disregard any attempts to showcase any natural law-leaning examples. Why is there always an uneven balance of left-leaning ideas being promulgated in our public schools? We as Catholics believe that this constant pull to the left will result in perverting the minds of our children, creating an aura of effeminacy and radical individualism, which will break down the norms of law and order because people will not want to be told what to do by anyone. And as a result, this will lead to anarchy and chaos. In closing, I would just like to make a plea to try and find a way to incorporate natural law principles in your curriculum. For your only salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us. Thank you.